Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website when you can, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, listen. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week, and we want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original member of our Brain Trust, I should say. President of the Galen Institute. That's Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. It's an organization where that focuses on healthcare public policy, especially advocating for market-based solutions. Her new book out that she co-authored with three other guys, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, that's available wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely. People can get it at bookstores where there are some bookstores left, but certainly on Amazon. And there's a chapter in the book on you and your employer, and we talk specifically about the impact of this law on employers. And I think that it's very readable. It's really easy to access. That one chapter could be very, very valuable to your listeners. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America.
And it's on Amazon, but they can also find it on your website, Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. And folks, if you agree with me that healthcare needs to be more market-based and less government-based, then I encourage you to check out what the work that Galen, Grace Marie does with Galen Institute and support them, help them out, because she's out there on the front lines fighting for this, and which we admire her for greatly. Grace Marie, I've seen a lot of big legislation pass. I mean, groundbreaking, watershed, seminal legislation come through our government. And in my memory, I don't ever remember anything that has been attacked as vociferously by such a wide cross section of other leaders across the country as this bill has. Have you?
No, I have not, and I think there are three reasons for that. First of all, I don't believe that there has ever been a law that passed that tried to really re-engineer one-sixth of our economy in one bill, so that the law itself is sweeping, absolutely sweeping in its scope, number one. Number two, the American people get it, that this is really a loss of freedom. When you turn over that much of our economy to the federal government, then you're losing your freedom. And this is not just an issue of health care. It's an issue of, do we have any longer the right to our own private property, i.e., how we spend our own money? And number three, it was passed without a single Republican vote. No other social welfare legislation, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of those had bipartisan support. Maybe not completely, you know, just a few votes, sometimes a lot of votes, but this did not have in either house ever one Republican vote. So it was totally partisan. And I think the American people get it, that you cannot do this. And Rasmussen continues every week. Do you want to ask people, do you want to see this repealed? And somewhere between 54 and 60% repeatedly say, yes, I want this law repealed. They did too much, too fast. Go back, start over, get this right. Don't try to do so much all at once.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, though, to me, it's not just go back and do it over. It's go back and focus on sustainability of health care reform. And sustainability of health care reform, the term, to me, the sustainability is another word for market-based. And you can't, we already know based on Medicare, Medicaid, and you can't sustain these kinds of services by giving them to the government. They are not sustainable. But if you make it part of the marketplace, if you make people more consumers of healthcare, not just customers of healthcare, meaning that you make decisions on your health care the way you do other things that you spend money for. If you do it that way, it is sustainable. What do you think, Chris Marie?
No question. And we'll have more competition. We'll have more choices. We already see that with these consumer-directed health care products where you engage employees and consumers as partners in making good decisions about finding value for health insurance, about getting the best price when they have a choice of where they get MRIs, for example.
Yep.
People make smart decisions. We're losing out on consumer power
and Grace
if
Marie,
we turn it all over to the government.
It also adds to innovation and entrepreneurship. I mean, there's plenty of entrepreneurial opportunities and economic growth inside of that, what you just said.
Absolutely, no question.
Quick question I got to wrap it up, but quick question. Where is it going to go from here? Does it go directly to the Supreme Court?
There will be several more appeals court decisions, but this will go to the Supreme Court. Now we've got one appeals court saying, yes, it's constitutional, another one saying no. Most people think that the Supreme Court will decide by June of next year. But thousands of pages of regulation to implement this thing are going to be written between now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a big mess. And I think one of the things that's happening is states and employers, they're all just saying, I'm putting off decisions as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a huge impact, and maybe we can talk. There's a New Heritage Foundation study about the impact on jobs. Maybe we can talk about that.
Next time you come back, remind us, and we'll talk about that when you come back.
Okay.
Galen.org, right?
The Galen.org.
Galen.org. Grace Marie Turn is the president of that organization, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. It's a book you need to be reading as small business owners. Grace Marie, thanks for the good work. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Grace Marie Turner, folks. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.